Swift, the Eras Tour is upon us, guys!
I think I should give away my tickets, yeah. Here, I need to say this, then I feel I'm not gonna enjoy the whole thing.
How many Jareds you think there are going to be in the stadium that's gonna get offended?
What, you care what?
One.
Okay, everyone, sing your favorite Taylor Swift song. 3, 2, 1.
Don't blame you.
Are you ready for it?
Great to win it, right?
What song is that?
This is your daily catch-up.
Chaos. Boom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour is upon us, guys! Actually, by the time we release this episode, right, you might actually be at the Sports Hub already and like queuing up for Taylor Swift.
Night one would have been over at this
point.
Night one
might be over already.
Oh, but you don't give a huh? Maybe you just don't care for Taylor Swift.
Then this episode maybe is for you.
Oh, is it?
I do know someone who will probably be watching from home because this whole gig was not without its drama. I'm going to give a little Reddit thread about the Eras Tour,
which has since been deleted. Thank goodness we screenshotted it.
Let's put it up right here.
So this is from the vault. Am I the asshole for promising a ticket to my friend but ended up selling it?
Ooh, yes.
you need the context.
Oh, there's more.
Okay. There's a lot of context.
There's
okay.
Always more.
Quickly running through it. I managed to get 2 tickets to Taylor Swift's concert and initially was supposed to go with friend A.
Okay.
But I bought the wrong date.
You are the
where
asshole.
She couldn't make it. So I asked friend B to go with me. Oh. And what happens was that I did ask her to go with me, but she couldn't afford. And she also mentioned that I should go with someone else who is willing to pay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. I did say I can bring her if there wasn't anyone else that I could go with or
fair
sell
enough
to. Yeah.
Okay.
So
win-win.
And this was like last month.
Okay.
From the post lah. From the post.
Okay. Yeah.
From my end, my other friend was telling me to sell this ticket because this ticket itself is quite expensive.
True.
Fair.
Which was what I eventually did because I didn't like talking to friend B.
What? Ooh,
is that really a friend though?
Wait, that came out of nowhere.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm just as surprised as
wait,
you.
Wait, that's the backup friend.
Oh, there we go.
Call
to a future episode.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. That we have filmed in the past.
Whoa. Timeline is getting messed up.
So I went ahead and sold the ticket and didn't manage to inform her.
That is very key.
Yeah. Fast forward to last week, she suddenly texted me and said she forgot that the Taylor Swift concert is in March and is already around the corner and she's already last minute shopping for her outfit already.
So presumptuous.
That's when I mentioned that I actually sold the ticket and she was like asking me if I was like legit because she's just paid for the clothes that she bought for the concert. I apologized and thought everything was okay, but until I saw her social media where she is like saying that she was promised a ticket but the person sold the ticket.
Oh my god,
so
I saw this on TikTok.
She can't go see her.
So you saw the friend
B. The other POV, yeah. Okay, but that's gone. That's been deleted, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
I couldn't find it.
Final piece of context. The ticket was 1.3K.
Fair enough.
Wow. VIP ticket.
Fair.
Boy, what the ticket?
The VIP, yeah, the VIP one.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Who's stand?
No, no, it's all seated. Okay. Singapore is all seated.
We're all going to be standing that day, okay?
No. Watch me.
Sit. My friend, right, she got front row ticket. She sold per ticket 2.5K.
Ooh, scalper? Your friend
you
is
know,
a scalper?
You know, right, the amount of China Nepal babies that are trying to come here got a lot.
I see.
Okay, that's a mark. Is there a carousel for them?
There's a WeChat.
Oh.
Anyway, this situation, whose side are you on? Who is the asshole?
Wait, but we only have one point of view though. What was the other point of view that you saw?
Oh, what?
The
friend
additional information? Like,
no,
additional
friend
information.
Bitch.
My friends, I supposed to go this concert. Then after that, this person sold the ticket without telling me. It's just like that.
Yeah, but we don't know whether who is telling the truth here because apparently it was if you cannot find someone to go with, then I'm the person to go with.
Yeah. But that person probably say, I still don't want to go alone.
Yeah. So it could be that person B assumed that if that person didn't inform me, then yeah, I'm most likely going lor.
But then it's friend V's fault for not double confirming before buying non-refundable clothes.
Yes. Also the clothes, like how much? What are you doing?
She clearly not shopping on Shein.
I think quite clear lah.
Huh?
They are both assholes.
Oh yeah.
No?
Okay. Yeah.
So because this person that wrote this post sold the ticket but didn't have the courtesy to inform friend B just because they don't like to talk to friend B.
No, okay, I tell you three points where this person, the Reddit post, is the asshole. Number one, buy the wrong date. Then now friend A who wanted to go for a concert cannot go to the concert. Then second one never informed friend B. Friend B who wanted to go to the concert cannot go to the concert.
Yes.
And then after that, the third one is that now friend B is finding out they are a backup friend.
Correct.
So you lost a concert and a friend.
I think the biggest assholic vibe is that when they wrote the Reddit post, they say I don't actually like to talk to this person.
Like
that was the most assholic thing to actually say.
That's the most assholic part.
What do the comments think?
I actually saw this post also, right? And when I browsed through the comments, majority of people said not the asshole. It wasn't your fault because you obviously only said that I would bring you if I couldn't sell it to anyone. Your fault was to not inform the person immediately after you sold it.
I think that this one comment, the top comment, can actually summarize it pretty well. This is a good example of improving communication skills.
Right, give me the second line.
All are assholes to me, lol, because everyone didn't confirm with everyone the state of the ticket. Damn, Willing Finger 6996, you are spitting facts today.
Thank you, 69696.
Okay, so John Paul just informed me that, let me reread the second paragraph.
After people angry already.
So from my end, my other friend was telling me to sell this ticket because the ticket itself is quite expensive, which was what I eventually did. But because I wasn't like talking to friend B. Yeah, it's not because I don't like friend B, okay?
I apologize for everything I said to the editor.
Instantly, OP is not,
not, the, not asshole. The asshole.
Hold up. Just because you weren't actively talking to that person doesn't mean that you didn't... Like, you don't need to update that person after you sold the ticket.
Okay, my first 2 points are still valid.
Yes.
No, though. I feel like if you were the one that I'm bringing, I will let you know.
No, but then it's like,
if
why
I never tell you means you are not.
No, but until when? Like, when's the deadline? If I'm like the backup and I'm on the bench, right? And then I'm like waiting for you to tell me, hey, am I still going or am I not going?
But you are not, clearly, because you are not asking me.
Yeah, there's etiquette for this one. If John like say like, hey, I'm going to bring you for like a Coldplay or something,
then
he don't talk to me leading up to like a week before the gig, right? I'm going to text John like, no, hey, but I paise.
I paise because I know that.
Then you paise, you don't see Coldplay la.
Then you don't see Coldplay.
No, okay, I think the difference is that this person offered to take them for free.
Yes.
Because I think if the situation was, if I cannot find anyone else, then I sell to you at base price.
Then
after that, I never update, right? Then I think for sure the Redditor is the asshole. But no, because you're for difference, free,
The key difference to me is that, okay, if you're going to bring me, you got to let me know. Because if not, right, I'm going with this other friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I got a cut-off date to inform you. If not, I don't have a cut-off date.
Or is the real asshole here the concert organizer? Because, right, they sold the tickets so far in advance, right, that people forget the situation that they are in regards to tickets. So when this OP, right, wrote and told friend B, hey, if I cannot send, I cannot find someone to buy it, I will bring you. Friend B immediately thought to themselves, oh, there's a chance I could go. Then as the months pass by, right, they keep thinking in their head, oh my God, I'm going to Taylor Swift. I'm going to Taylor Swift. I forget the conditions. It's because the concert organizer sold it too early.
Right, so it's Taylor Swift's fault for booking Singapore.
No.
The US ambassador's fault.
Taylor Swift. Oh, you don't like STB. Oh, you don't like your country. So Taylor Swift question, right? So I'm realizing it now that there are friendship bracelets being made.
You were saying no. Right.
People could be exchanging it as we speak.
Is it rude if I don't have it?
No. I think it's rude if like, okay, I saw online, right? Like people are upset because certain people, they are very picky about the bracelets that they exchange. So it's like they see some, right? Then they're like, I don't want yours.
You are the asshole.
Then they go elsewhere to exchange.
You think window shopping just to chat?
So it's like everybody make different designs.
Sure lah, sure lah. Yeah. Like you can use threads and make also. Right?
I think right, the principle to take on for this, right, is the same as ang pao. You will obviously keep the $10 ones, the $20 ones, the $30 ones to give out.
Oh, I thought you might go home that open.
No. Then, so you have different tiers. Then when you see that person, how close you do, oh, okay, it's this tier that you give. So then you create, right, different tiers of bracelets so that when you receive, right, wow, this one is damn high class, then you return a high class bracelet.
Oh,
you need to make it. Oh my God, that makes this whole thing so troublesome.
No, but it's okay because I believe there are stories of people who don't make bracelets. People are there to give out anyway. Yeah. They're making like 50.
You'll be fine.
There are people from their seat, they will throw.
So if I get, I can use it to trade. Is the ethics? I didn't make it.
Economy.
I think it's bad. If you didn't make it and you receive one, just take it and wear it.
I wear it now. Denise comes to me.
You want to exchange?
Yeah, and you want to exchange friendship bracelets? I'm like,
Okay. Damn bastard. Damn asshole.
Huh? No, but they, who the guy who threw won't know why.
No, no. What if the person next to you saw, oh, yo, look at this boomer couple coming for Taylor Swift concert.
Pass them two bracelets. Right there, no.
So that they can participate in the exchange.
I wasn't talking about the two of you.
Sure.
No, okay. I'm just imagining, right? Let's say for some reason, I happen to have a holiday in Europe, right? Where people on the streets be selling you bracelets and engaging them to say you don't want to buy could be a trap. The key is to ignore them, because when you have a conversation with them, you stop to speak to them, even if you say no, they start tying it on your hair and then they try and scam you. You imagine if I don't know that and I went to Rome for a concert, for example, and people just came to me in a language I don't fully understand, offering me a lot of bracelets and they're holding a lot of bracelets in their hand. I would just
tell them
to f*** off.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, it's free. I don't believe you.
No, I'll be one to call the cops out. It's like, there's peddlers here.
It's free until I wear it.
Yeah, don't think it's my first time to Europe. Like, I've never been. I really have never been.
Like Europeans in Singapore.
Slap like a 14-year-old girl.
I call the cops on this 12-year-old kid.
Speaking of things that I'm not sure where they came from, like,
just say
are you guys aware of like the chants and everything? Because I know you are coming in as quite a beginner. La.
1, 2, 3.
Let's go, bitch.
Oh, chants. I see. Yeah, I think you have reviewed some with me.
What do you remember?
What she just triggered.
Okay. No, what song is this in?
Oh, I don't know, la, Xiao.
That's how you know what you're supposed to say.
Hey, I want to say what. I don't know. How?
You're just going to randomly.
You know, when I booked the Coldplay and Taylor Swift concerts out of FOMO, pure FOMO, right? Uh-huh. And people like Dan telling me that these two artists, it's not just going and listening to their songs. It's a whole ass experience. Mm. So it's like, okay, like, I want to know, ma. Mm. So when we bought tickets, right, I'm thinking, I don't know any song. I don't know any song, you know? But it doesn't matter. Like Coldplay, I was like, at that time, I was like, I can only name two, three songs. But then when you show up and when you prep for it, right, then you realize, no, I only don't know 2, 3 songs.
Yeah.
Mm. But Taylor Swift, though, I've been prepping since November, and none of the songs that I didn't already know, right, is caught in my head.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No way, you cannot sing Cruel Summer.
The Bridge.
No, I know that one.
He actually knows that one.
Yeah. Can you?
Yeah, can you? Yeah.
No, I mean, I can't tell you now.
I'm drunk in the back of the car.
No.
You cannot say.
Need to be that level, I think, right?
Yeah.
It has to be accessible.
Can I wear an AC/DC shirt without knowing all their songs?
Yeah, I think concerts need to be accessible. I think when we've gotten to a point where we're paying extraordinary amounts of money, right? And then we have to do the prep work and the homework just to enjoy that
concert, right?
I feel like we've gone too far.
Okay, then. I'm not saying that you have to know these chants. But going, I feel like the Era Store, right, is going to be something that is really, really once in a lifetime concert. Kind.
True.
There is not going to be a life experience like this, I think, I dare say, in our lifetimes.
Unless Justin Bieber do.
What are you talking about, Jared Alex Tan?
No, really? She's never going to do like her whole collection.
There is not
going
to be a superstar of this level who is doing like a greatest hits tour that is on such a mainstream level that will...
You know, you think Westlife said that last time before they do their greatest hits?
You think Westlife is on Taylor Swift level?
No, but I don't think... Like 10 years ago, no one would have thought Taylor Swift would be at this level. People thought it would be Beyonce and Lady Gaga. Yeah. And
like when Taylor Swift was a kid, she looked up to Westlife and be like, wow, one day I wish I can be as famous as them. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, they were huge. They had screaming girls everywhere they went.
And boys too. I don't know how I know that.
No, but what I guess what I'm saying is that fine if you don't want to participate, but if you do know all the lines and all that, right, and you feel like a stadium of 60,000 people at capacity, like all at the same time doing this, getting in on the joke.
It's a religious experience.
A joke? What's a joke?
Not the joke, but on the whole, now this is where I say this, and then everyone says it, the person you don't know who's next to you say it, then you're like, oh my God, yeah.
But
then like... It's quite religious.
I agree with what you're saying.
Kind of person.
I agree with what you're saying, but I think, right, that is if you are organically already a really good fan of somebody. I think if you have to...
Why are you going the Era Store?
No, because I think at the end of the day, it's part of... have just said what it's going to... There's not... not
you triggered it.
There's not going to be anything like this. I want to be able to pay for something that is going to be a historical event at the end of the day. I want to be able to say that I've experienced
this. I am conflicted. Yeah. I feel like gatekeeping, but at the same time, I feel like...
You're gatekeeping.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, look at the size of your gates.
No, I should mention that I am the bigger Taylor Swift fan of like my relationship with Nat. Like she wants to go only because
he was like ready to fight you.
Yeah,
like
fighting words, bro.
I have my era. My era is between the Red to 1989 era. To me, that is
her this album peak
Taylor Swift, right? And I didn't really care about anything after that. But to me is that if I have to go and I need to stress out on my the timing is here, I need to say this, then I feel I'm not going to enjoy the whole thing because I'm not organically already invested to that level.
Okay, you know what's the most stressful one? The Chan. This one.
You belong with me.
At one point,
no way, I know that song.
At one point where she sing You Belong With Me, right? Then you're supposed to...
Driving in my house in the middle of the night, I'm the one that makes you smile when you know about to cry.
Why?
Don't know. The one that I like is the Fearless one. So in the at the part where the bridge, right, then she was saying it's fearless, then everyone must put up
damn
a heart shape.
Oh, you sang it really well.
Because I only sang
now I feel bad.
You know the worst part? Like,
hey, don't take everything so personally.
Shut up, John.
But Taylor Swift does, so he does too.
Cannot compliment someone without insulting the other person. Yeah.
The worst part for Nat and I, right, is that I think there's going to be part of us that will like end up by the third song going, I think we just should follow everybody, right? But our role is A. There's no one in front of us. There's
whoa,
no one to copy.
I'm expecting you to lead us. No, you got to turn around and be the NDP first. Yeah, we're really, like super oversized mittens, like future mittens, then you f*** around there. Try and land the aeroplane.
Okay. So as boomers who casually are Taylor Swift fans,
yes,
what are three things that we need to know so we can get away with it so that no one will judge us?
Okay, important tip is that during love story, look around you because people tend to propose during the marry
right
me,
don't do
Juliet.
It.
So if you notice, help them film. It's a great...
I see.
You'll do them a great favor.
Or okay, if you are planning to do it, don't. Because a lot of people are going to do it also.
Yeah, it won't be special. Yeah. Unless your name is Juliet.
Yeah. And your name is, and his name is Romeo.
Unless you are, I feel like unless Taylor Swift can see you, until she will say congratulations to you. If not, right, not worth. If she say congratulations, they just propose.
Yeah, then
worth.
So if you're going to the Eras Tour and you don't know shit, one bridge that you should know, right?
Okay.
Is the Cruel Summer Bridge.
Okay.
And take note that in the track, you try to listen on Spotify, the bridge is going to come right after the second chorus. But during the Eras Tour, she's going to give a little speech first. So don't...
How you know?
So don't...
How you know she's going to give a damn speech?
We all know.
Hey, change it up.
You know, this reminds me of... This reminds me of if you go to karaoke, right, and you sing John Bon Jovi's It's My Life, right, everybody thinks that the third chorus is going to come right after the guy jumps, like about to jump from the bridge, right?
Yes!
And everyone go, hey, it's... But no. You have to wait for him to land first. Then it's my life. There's a 2 second
like
gap.
James
always
Blunt.
Remember.
He's like,
always remember.
No, that one he's just jumping off the cliff.
Okay. So basically, second chorus, Cruel Summer. Then after she speaks.
Yeah. She's going to say, like, probably Singapore. Yeah. Are you ready for. She's going to say, like, Singapore, we have arrived, or something like that. And we are about to hit our first bridge of the night and sing the bridge if you know it. I'm drunk.
So the rest of us just sit down. not talking to me.
Okay.
No, so what do I say? Or just sing the bridge?
You sing the bridge. Sing the bridge. I'm drunk at the
so
back
no,
of the car.
No special feature to the bridge.
You just have to wait. Don't sing straight because people know that you don't know.
Because there is a TikTok clip of someone who screamed like before. Then
like
just
I'm drunk. Then they
say then you can hear Taylor in the background.
No,
like,
guys, and this is why you should not sing. Yeah. Just wait. Then no one feels embarrassed.
Or just mouth everything.
Wow.
Yeah, don't melon this.
I'll be so embarrassed that I will just go home. Yeah. I shot it. Okay.
No, you just have to add you got two reds and you gotta run with the whole night.
Then just keep going, I'm drunk. Wait, is that not how it works? Okay, can I ask? What is everybody's toilet song?
So
this concert is very long. She's singing 40 plus songs.
3 hours.
So really, the Eras playlist that is so long is really about this long.
Anything from midnight. No, sorry, what's the one on Disney Plus, the album that she did there?
Folklore.
I don't know any song from Folklore.
I feel like
I'll go toilet then.
Exile is from Folklore.
Oh, except that song.
But she's
Cardigan
not
is from
performing.
Folklore. I love Folklore.
But she's not singing any of those.
Even the Bon Iver one.
No, she's not.
you know any of the songs they're talking about? Holy f***. They're gonna, people gonna score us.
Okay.
My how many Jarrets you think there are going to be in the stadium that's gonna get offended
what,
if
you
I'm
care
not?
What?
One.
Ah!
No, so this is always the case. Even in football matches, right, the real fans can only afford the very cheap ticket. So yeah, whenever you're in the box seat or the very VIP, right, it's
you're there for business.
People to be there, to be seen, to be there.
Yeah, don't take out your phone, so reply email. Eh, wow, please.
No, but what does that mean you unhappy?
He's like,
why can't for example you do you?
Yeah, I think because
it's like you being here, right, prevented. Yeah. Someone else
who really wanted
fan,
to be there.
From being here. If he was
because
a ballot.
It was a ballot.
No, ballot pay. No,
I balloted to pay.
Yeah, la, I mean. No, you honestly think though that if me minding my own business on that day might offend people around me. Honestly,
I think you might go viral. Might not, no. Someone video you.
I think you'll get judgment. Mm. Silent judgment.
Silent judgment.
Really,
yeah.
Man.
And I think you can do with that.
I can do silent
I think I should give him my tickets. Yeah. I cannot deal with judgment.
Like, but I'm sitting in the front row.
I've gone to concerts before from indie artists, right? And I really just don't know. Maybe I know one song out of 20, really. Right? I would just like mouth to make it seem as though I'm singing along.
No, the trick is to say watermelon. This is what I heard.
Hey, now this cannot say that word.
You just say that. Oh.
In another episode.
And the best part is that whenever I mouth right and I finally get to the song that I know, I sing damn loud and I look at the other person like, I'm singing
okay,
this part, you know.
Is it okay to sing loud if I zao sia?
Yes.
No. Yes lah.
No, like
la.
The closed armor, the bridge so loud, is so high, the key.
No, you can tune it down.
Yeah, sing to your key. Yeah, you scream in
no,
your key.
No, but then if I sing it in my key, then it has to down.
Which is fine.
Which is okay. Taylor can hear.
Taylor can
see if she cares.
That's not the theme of this episode. Taylor Swift does not care. Do what you want.
Or every celebrity.
And then, can I stand up? So I'm seated at the non-floor seats. Then
no, wait, I'm not even done with the previous one.
sorry. Back to you.
I feel like if I'm there to hear the fella sing, but all I get to do is hear you sing, right? I'm gonna be and you suck, right? I'm gonna be so annoyed at you.
But I dare to enjoy, ma.
So are we. But you can enjoy, like for example, hear me out, like you do you kind of vibe.
Yeah,
you know?
Speak now.
Okay, so you let me scream, I let you reply email.
No, but I'm already minding my own business.
Yeah, then go.
No, but his emails doesn't affect you.
It's coming into my space. Your sound vibrations entering my airspace.
Yes. I think, right, since Taylor Swift's songs, right, they're so specific. There's moves for this song, things to say for that song, right? I think there needs to be specific songs where people can sing along. So like with Coldplay concert, for example, everyone sing together, Fix You. Wow, very nice.
Yeah.
But not every single song everyone shouting. So I think there's specific songs.
You sound like an old man already. Not every song people shouting. Understand, no.
Some songs can slow down.
Anyway, to be honest, on looking at the set list, there are going to be some songs that you not all every song is scream one.
Oh, you'll be sorry. So wait, people say, right, if you realize you're sitting next to a folklore or evermore person, then you're in for some shouting. They are the most hurt.
How many albums has it been?
11.
How you sing along to Look What You Made Me Do, sir?
Oh, that's the best one.
Look what you made me do.
It's gonna be. It's not singing. Everyone's just gonna be shouting.
Like, oh, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now.
Why?
Because she's dead. You know.
Who is teaching all these things?
It's not a song.
How you know you need to shout?
Excel sheet.
Okay, when did y'all know about this bracelet thing? For reals?
Oh, very long ago. Yeah. US tour, it was trending on TikTok already, ma.
So it's TikTok.
It's TikTok.
Yeah, that's why we are so isolated.
No, but I think, right, you have to be inclusive because Taylor has boomer fans.
Unless you think Taylor don't want more fans. You see if she cares.
Can I stand up if I have a seated ticket?
What do other people do on TikTok? I think that's
because apparently I asked Alison about this, right? She said overseas, right, they all stand up, man. Like the seat is just where you're supposed to stand.
But that's just disrespecting the people that.
But Singapore is like if it's
ticket.
Supposed
or the
to
handicap.
Be seated.
I think it depends on culture because, right, when I went for Coldplay, my whole area, right, was like what looked like Asians. I don't know which South Asian.
Oh, I thought Asians. What the
f
you like to buy?
No, because Alison said overseas they all stand up, right?
Insurance.
But there were literally only four Caucasians in that whole section, right? And I see them stand up and everyone's just so annoyed.
Oh no.
Then so they're also standing and looking like, how come you all not standing up?
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's like, it's Fix You, you know?
You know, I also had a realization, right? So I went with Pat and her good friend and a good friend's sister. And the three girls were like standing up doing the white people dance. Then I'm like,
no white people.
Oh my god, when we were young, there's always three white ladies.
Yes.
Every theater show. And they usually take the balcony seats, for example.
Like musicals and shit. Yeah.
And I I've never disrespected these white ladies. I always feel like I wish I was as free, spirited, and as courageous as them.
Brave.
Yeah. And Pat is said white lady.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah. She has been gentrified. That's right there.
What a way to say.
But what I'm scared about is if I stand up, I block like three people.
All right. No, I think for the era tour,
the seats are standing.
Everyone who has legs and they work can stand up.
That's very offensive.
Yeah, that's why I say.
No, so the problem is that in Singapore, every single seat is a seat. Like, there's no mosh pit that you stand.
Yeah.
So then, like, but I want to stand up to enjoy, ma.
Oh, I feel bad if, like, say I am a 183 individual, right? And behind me is like a 12-year-old girl, because I'm sure there are going to be many of those at a Taylor Swift concert.
Well, how do you afford?
She cannot see even if she stands.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Then we swap seat. Cause not much difference. One row. I don't mind.
Then you gotta swap all the way to the back. Eh?
Don't give up your seat.
They see you. They're wheeling. Right? They give them a shoulder. You tap down there behind.
Oh, just a row.
Little people. But the Singapore Stadium is really built in a very nice cascade.
Yeah, to
like when they stand right, you can don't stand one.
Oh, and, okay.
And all my Malaysian friends that came out are like, oh my god, why is it so cooling? It's because there's that metal cooling thing under your head.
Is it cooling enough to wear long sleeve shirt?
No.
I'd rather you not. Thank you.
Cooling enough for you to not sweat if you wear berms and a t-shirt.
I honestly do try to wear a thin long sleeve shirt when I go to this kind of like a lot of people kind.
Sweat.
When you squeeze the crop, right, then I don't want to sweat, feel your sticky.
John don't like when hand sticky hand right touch
do that. Like the Velcro thing. So like when Pat and I were in the last festival that we went to.
We were
in
young.
In Vegas.
When we were young in Vegas where all the punk rock bands all came back. We really started at the front. But because the festival was really day until night, like late night, by like 5, 6 p.m., our backs really damn pain. And the day before we really wanted our back really very, very pain really. And so we kept moving back because you think you are standing still, right? But as the crowd fuse, right, you find yourself suddenly move back 5 meters, like, you know?
Oh.
And then when this band came up and they were like, those mosh kind of bands, right? And then they start saying like really ominous shit, like I want to see destruction. And I was like, right? Ben and I started looking at each other, then like you can see the people our age and our one, right? Because they're all like emo bankers, right? They still try to paint their face, but you know they are Wall Street, right? You know these are 40-year-old, 30-year-old Wall Street people. So then we start picking our shit, like putting like things in the pocket, seal them. We start walking back and migrating back together.
Huh, you never joined in?
Because it was,
might die.
Like, I would die. If they spear me, I would have died. My back was so pain. And then he would do the circle of death, which is banned in so many countries. He was like requesting it.
Oh.
He was like, build a circle of death. Then he's like, oh, not enough, like bigger. Like, so like us at the edge, right? It's a finite venue space, which means if you want a bigger circle of death, but no new entrance, it means the people at the edges are all squashed. Because you are three people away from a grinder, you know what I mean? from a punching ass grinder, by white people, Then they're strong, ma. Their bone density so high. Oh,
all right, and that's it for today's episode. To all those at the ERAS tour, enjoy yourself and please be safe. Let's not cause a stampede or anything. And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye-bye.
You know, when you first asked your toilet song, I thought, what songs do you listen to when you take a shit? I was like, wow, we all have a shit song. I have it.
I don't know any Evermore songs.
Unfortunately, my toilet song is my toilet era is the Evermore era also.
Your Evermore. Toilet era?
Evermore.
I going around.
Shut the f*** up, la. I can't get so pissed off.
I'm fucking
f***ing my life, John.
Hey, you're not letting him live his life.
That's true.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.